DeMontre Moore, Cowboys defensive man DeMontre Moore, former Texas A&M star, local guy who's trying to revive his career and make a comeback with his hometown team. How you doing, DeMontre?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Can you, number one, just talk to us about the difference between practicing with the Cowboys and the intensity of minicamp here as opposed to some of your other stops, especially in this Texas heat?
Yeah, it's just different. The intensity is real when you have, it's already a high level of competition, expectation, and just going hard. And then, like, the way we practice, and then on top of that, you add in that Texas heat, it's just like a double factor. So, you know, this is one of the most rigorous training camp or OTAs and mini camp that I've been through.
Talking to DeMontre Moore, the former Texas A&M star, and you come out of A&M, you're a third-round pick for the Giants, had a little bit of success there, have bounced around a little bit, stops in Miami, stop in Seattle. Why do you feel like you haven't been able to stick in one spot so far, and what do you think is different for you now that you are back home and with the Cowboys?
To be honest with you, it's just been, I look at it as learning curve. You know, I've done a lot of things, I made a lot of mistakes, and, you know, really, I don't even look at them as mistakes. You know, they were just learning experience, you know, learning how to, you know, do one thing one way and learning how to do it another way. So, I think, honestly, I've just finally matured, and, you know, it's all about the game, and, you know, I'm here just to play. You know, once you have something that's taken away from you, you start to appreciate it a lot more. And, you know, it was taken away from me for a little bit. I was out half the season last year, and then finally got picked up with Seattle. So, you know, you just kind of cherish the game a little bit more, and then you realize, like, man, this ship is starting to come to an end. So, you know, I'm going into my fifth year, so, you know, got to get while the getting's good.
The maturity thing is real. I mean, a lot of people, you come out of college, and I don't know, and certainly you can play at a big school, but coming to the NFL is just a whole different deal, and it's a whole different step. And, you know, can you talk about coming out and what you thought it was going to be and how it was like, and what can other guys learn from those type of situations, learn from your experience?
Yeah, you know, it's two completely different levels. You know, I can speak from the maturity side of it because, you know, I came out as a true junior. I was 20 years old when I came out. And so playing that young and then, you know, never having that much money and just, like, having, you know, the eyes and stuff like that, you know, it can be a little overwhelming at times. You can get caught up in the lights and, you know, shoot, what would you think about what were you doing when you were 20 or something, like around that time, and what was your thought process? So to take a lot of 20-year-olds and then put them into a whole different another environment and actually give them that money, and then you be around, like, older guys and stuff like that, you know, it can be a lot. So, you know, it's just constantly just, if you're willing to learn from it, and you obviously you're going to make your mistakes, but experience is the best teacher. But at the end of the day, it'll all work out if you really want to, and, you know, football's the main, you know, main thing for you.
And what's attractive about this Cowboys depth chart that gives you an idea that, hey, maybe this is an opportunity for me to come back and stick? I mean, certainly pass rush has been a problem. Getting to the quarterback has been a problem for the defensive lineman. They got one guy suspended. One guy is potentially going to be suspended. There's an opening there for you. There's a need there for you here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a need, and, you know, there's a want factor, but honestly, the want factor is what was big for me. The fact that the organization really wanted me, and they showed me that they cared, and, you know, that they're really interested, and that was the main thing for me. And then now it's like, you think about it, yeah, there's a need, but there's a lot of great guys in this, on this roster, a lot of great young guys, and, you know, a few old guys, too, as far as from Cedric Thornton and Tom Crawford, and just learning from them. So, you know, it's a lot of different things and a lot of contributing factors as far as, like, that why I made the decision.
You know, Rod Marinelli is a guy who has had a lot of success with a lot of players, you know, has helped a lot of guys kind of reach their potential as pass rushers. Number one, do you have a nickname from him yet? And then what's your impressionation or your impression of Marinelli been so far?
To be honest with you, he's been calling me my nickname, which is the Monster. And so, but usually, you know, he just calls me Monster Trey. So, you know, we go about our business about as far as that. And just the impression, you know, for him to have as much experience as he does, he still has he has a lot of experience, but he has the energy level of, you know, a first-year coach. Like, he's out there, like, walking around. He's talking to us. The energy's there, and the vibe is there. And when you have, you know, a smart guy like that, and then on top of that, he has the energy, and you're feeding off of him, it's just a great thing. And, you know, you can't trade that in for anything else. You got both aspects there. So, you know, I'm really excited to get out there and play for him and go to work for him.
What's it like to go against Tyron Smith?
Man, it's a hassle. You know, you're practicing against, you know, one of the, you know, arguably the best tackle in the NFL right now, and he's been doing it consistently year in and year out. And, you know, it's a great thing. It's a hassle because he's strong and he does so many things, and with him being athletic, it makes him better. And it, like, you know, I'm glad and I'm grateful for it. It reminds me of back at, you know, my A&M days. You know, I was playing against arguably, you know, the two best tackles in college at the time, which was Luke Joker and Jake Matthews. So, you know, it's kind of like you got to take advantage of it. And if you can go in and consistently have a great battle with them, they give you problems, you give them problems, y'all constantly making each other better and you can learn from it.
You mentioned coming out of A&M at 20 years old. You go to the bright lights, big city. You got some money, you know, in your pocket. Looking back at that, do you wish you'd have gone back to A&M for another year?
Oh, no, never that. I don't. I try not to dwell on the past. You know, I felt like, honestly, the reason I left, obviously, I had to go chase the money and the dream and stuff like that. But I felt like, honestly, my time was up at A&M. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done everything that I wanted to do. You know, I had all the accolades from freshman All-American to, you know, all-consensus All-American to leading the team in tackles, leading the nation in sacks in TFL, to where it was just like, you know, I've done majority of the stuff at this level. Like, to come back and just kind of, you know, do the same. You can only really just kind of do the same thing. And so I was just like, you know, it's my time to go ahead and go forward and move forward. So, you know, it was great for me. All those experiences would help me, honestly, get to this point, because if I didn't go through some of those learning curves and learn from that experience and stuff, I wouldn't be able to handle, you know, going home, going to play in the NFL, you know, then potentially going home to my hometown team and playing for such a great organization like this, that really could have been overwhelming. So, you know, everything happens for a reason in life.
Well, it seemed like you're going back full circle. You know, you were part of that, I guess, pass rush. You and you guys are putting out some great pass rush, and now you got my dude that just went to Cleveland, you know, and started that. And I know during this offseason, I heard you talking today that you're going to be going and working out with your boy from Denver. At least between now and training camp, and how is that going to help you get back and get you ready for camp?
It's going to help. You know, you get to learn from one of the best that's doing it at the level he's doing everything that I want to do. So, you know, that's definitely going to help as far as just learning from him, picking his brain. And then when we all go work out together, it's a number of us, but we just constantly compete. We're constantly working. We're pushing each other. So, you know, his drive, my drive, and then everybody else that's working out with us is just a big competition factor. And when you got a lot of competitors at one spot and they really let us compete, and then to do the training that we're doing, man, it's going to be something great. So, you know, I need that push, and, you know, vice versa, I can push him.
Oh, there's no doubt. And, you know, I had one of those brain farts. I couldn't think of Von Miller's name. I don't know why.
I mean, how many Super Bowl MVPs the man need to win before he knows his name? So,
hey, man, you know, it was nice come twice. So. better late than never.
Yeah, you know, it happens sometimes, man. We appreciate it, man. Good luck. You know, you're a local guy. We like to see all the local guys do well and certainly come home and have a good homecoming and do well. We will be talking to you down the road, and certainly good luck in training camp and good luck during this time away.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. Thank you.